Of all the words that might be spoken, there is one which cleaves and leaves spells broken. Not uttered in the halls of learning, it's primal and makes way for our own heart's yearning. Programs, patterns, their code it breaks, captivity of illusions shattered in its wake. They, the outside, have intentions, designs, would hold souls to contracts they have not signed. Turning the inside out and the outside in, hall of mirrors, good becomes bad, righteousness, sin. Volition engaged, seeking real in wrong direction, abandoning soul in search of wraith-like affection. Here, then gone like water through hand, vanity's fire, illusions have fanned. Void deepening with each misguided stride, new distractions out there make the aching subside. Soul will whisper rebellion, then volume increases, irritation, frustration, and anger releases, tearing asunder, refusing, stopping the flow. All is in jeopardy when she speaks the word no. Foundations are shaken. Presumptions now vanish. Mirrors now broken. Their power now banished. But the no brings the death, and its throes bring the horror. Grief and fear and pain are all. To say no invites sorrow. The life unlived wails and moans and needs, uncovered at last, path now through the desert it leads. The fault, though, is not so easily surrendered. Shame clings to illusion. Suffering is rendered. Tears are the moisture in that dry, arid place, naked alone, but surrounded by grace. Solitude's bitter instruction reluctantly accepted, not from ego but need, once the false is rejected. And the call is reversed now from outside to in, seeking the source, the place to begin, retraining the eyes to see and ears to listen in that space, senses untried strain to see one's own face. Only then is yes needed. Only there can yes be. For my yes has no meaning unless I begin to know me. Yes brings the life and the way I should go, but remains a trap until I've learned the word no. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no.